A visualized America. Is the America that we know today the America that our founding fathers envisioned? Thanks to the founding fathers, we the people of the United States of America have the right to vote, bear arms, share thoughts and ideas, and worship peacefully. Tragically, there have been many poor choices of some U.S. citizens, along with the government, that have impacted America negatively. Mainstream media comes into play with these difficulties quite often. I believe that the Founding Fathers had a general idea that all these things would happen. Nevertheless, there are many admirable actions that America has taken which agree with our Founding Fathers' wishes. Today in modern-day America, the citizens have the ability to vote for whosoever they want in power. Although some people take this right for granted, many of the adults who inhabit the United States regularly take the initiative to vote. So far, no man or woman in power has taken away our right to vote. Also, American citizens still have the capability to own and use firearms in their self-defense, not only for the defense against foreign threats, but also domestic threats. Even though this action is frowned upon by many people, the governing authorities of America have granted the wish of our founding fathers by allowing the people of the U.S. to bear arms. All of these rights are immensely crucial to what America was founded on, but there is one law that I am positively thankful that we have kept. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or of the right of the people to peaceably assemble, etc., the First Amendment. There has been no form of government who has fully taken away the right to worship, have a religion, or to share one's thoughts and ideas. These are only a few God-given rights that America has kept, which the Founding Fathers put into play. The Founding Fathers anticipated that there would be struggles in America at some point in time. Some of these things are untruthful authorities, corrupt politicians, and a divided nation. In the past, there have been rumors that important people have tampered with the votes during the elections. This is unfortunate for those who have to live with the decisions of those in power and of our fellow citizens. There have also been many instances to which governing officials say one thing but do another. For example, we vote in someone who promises that he will uphold the Constitution, but when he finally gets a chance to do so, he turns on us. He changes his way of thinking and is adamant that he never promised such things as protecting the rights of the people. I believe that our founding fathers knew that this would occur. That is one of the reasons that the First and Second Amendments were confirmed. If ever there was a time where U.S. citizens had to protect their thoughts and beliefs from the different views of leaders, they would have the right to use the power of the first two amendments to their advantage. Benjamin Franklin was asked long ago, "Well, doctor, what do we have, a monarchy or a republic?" His response to that question was, "A republic, ma'am, if you can keep it." The Founding Fathers knew that the presiding officials, along with its citizens, would mess up and would have struggles keeping America the America that they knew and created. Judicious men like Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, and George Washington knew that America would have its ups and downs. They knew that life here would not always be sunshine and rainbows, because man is not perfect, and government is controlled by men. But besides all of the deceitfulness and wrong of America, I am proud to say that I love the United States of America. I am proud to live in a country where all men are equal and free. America is eagerly sought after because it truly is the land of the free and the home of the brave. So, is this the country that the Founding Fathers envisioned? My answer to that question would simply be yes. This is the America, good and bad, that was visualized by the great men who came before us and founded this country. I pray that we can keep it.